disappointed one out there. Maybe it is. He come up maybe to the barn, and maybe it's a shed there. Maybe he's going to, but general thing, we didn't really have build nothing special for him.
Okay, you didn't have anything called a cow shed or a loafing shed?
Well, sometimes we, big farmers did, you know, big farmers. They had all like milk farmers, dairy farmers. They had all like that. But.
All right, have you ever heard the term a loafing shed?
Well, that's my heard of it. Yeah, a loafing shed, but I didn't know why they called it a loafing shed.
I didn't either. Where did you keep your horses?
Well, he had in the stall. Kept the horse in the stall. Well, that stall, maybe it's built in that barn, under that shed, in that barn. Well, we, in a word, we call them stables.
And is that a part of the big barn?
Yes, ma'am. Maybe you got stables, stalls all in there underneath. And maybe as many as you wanted, as many animals you got, well, you got a stall for all your horses or mules. But for cows, you never particularly had to have them for cows.
Where did you milk the cows?
Well, we always milk just out there in the lot. Maybe sometime under the shed of the barn, sometime maybe the big shed, maybe.
Oh, you didn't have any special place where you brought them?
No, not no special place.
To milk them.
No.
Did you ever have any hogs?
Yes.
Where did you keep your hogs?
Well, I keep them out there in the pen. Maybe when we used to let them run out, you know, they'd run out where they wanted to, but. Nowadays, you have to confine them in a pen or somewhere, or maybe a patch or a lot. Still, it'd be a pen. How big it was, it's a pen you would get them in.
Yeah, a pen wasn't something that you put them in to fatten them.
No, up. Not exactly at all time. But you have a fattening pen when you get them ready to fatten. Maybe you'd have a place, a closed place there, with a floor in it or something to keep them from being in the mud so much.
I see.
I still raise the hogs.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I still raise. I got some out there now.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's this pen out here that I see under these trees?
Well, that used to be a cow pen. When I milked, riding cow and milking right now out there in that place. Huh?
I
did not open out there.
It's
that
a nice way. Shady
yes,
pen.
Man,
you have
right.
Any cows now?
No, we got some, not many. No, we don't have.
What's the place enclosed around the... around your barn? Was there a fence around the barn?
Yes, and we call that the lot.
The lot?
Lot, we call it. That's the lot.
All right. Was it? But you would also call, you know, another place fenced off a lot too, right?
Pasture.
That'd be the pasture, yeah, away from the barn.
Yes, and that's where the cattle run, the cows, and they run in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pasture.
Did you ever raise any cotton?
Yes, ma'am. I raised so much of that.
What is it that you do to cotton when you want to get the weeds out?
I've done everything to it. Plow, hoe, done everything like that.
Was there something, though, that you called it when you were getting the weeds out? Scraping cotton?
Yeah, scraping cotton. Yeah, that's the first. If you get it worked up before you to scrape it, well, you scrape it, you got holes in, you scraping cotton. Then after a while, I mean, it gets bigger and clean out, call it hoeing cotton.
Hoeing cotton.
Yeah, healing cotton. The old folks used to say healing cotton.
Did you ever hear it called chopping cotton?
Yes, well, that's the same thing.
That's the same thing as what, hoeing
it's
cotton?
Hoeing or scraping.
Either one.
Either one, yes.
What kinds of grass grow in a cotton field that you don't want in there?
Well, we call it crabgrass. Crabgrass, because we don't want none of it in there. But just wire grass, crabgrass. Cocoa grass, anything like that.
Okay.
But in some places, badly affected with it.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
You'd grow your corn in what? In what? What would you call it? In a what?
Well, we call it. You mean how when you corn in the bed? We'd call it. You know.
In the whole big area, though, you'd say.
Oh, a field.